Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking reporting. Tracking Santa takes on many forms, and one we never talk about as a guy stationed at the North Pole Wrapping Department. Here to talk to us is the self-described loneliest Santa tracker in the world, Elf Bud Chandler. Bud, you're stationed in the Wrapping Department, but you're a Santa tracker. How do you explain that?
Well, my job is kind of different. As you know, the Wrapping Department is, besides the post office, I guess, the last department to finish on Christmas Eve. If Santa's workshop is not done, we can't finish. We always finish wrapping presents long after Santa has left the North Pole, Red. We feel like we're always late or behind. My job is to basically tell all of our wrapper elves just how late or behind we are.
So how does tracking Santa figure into this?
Well, someone has to know where Santa is and where he's headed. That's never planned, at least as far as we know. Santa has to have the stuff before he needs to get there. I have to keep an eye out on Santa, know where he's headed, and to make sure the stuff gets wrapped and delivered to Santa so that Santa can deliver it to the right person.
Why are you called the loneliest Santa tracker in the world?
Nobody wants the news I deliver, Red. When I tell our teams that Santa needs stuff wrapped for, say, Hong Kong, because he's headed there within an hour, they have to jump too, get it done, get it on an express sleigh, and get it to China before Santa gets there. Do you know how hard that is? When I say something, everyone groans and complains.
You mean Santa's workshop doesn't get all the China stuff done before Santa takes off? It seems to me that all the early visits would be the first ones the wrapping department, well, wraps up.
It's not that simple, Red. Santa allows changes to wish lists even on Christmas Eve. So a kid in China, even after Santa takes off, might say he wants a blue scooter after changing his mind on the red one. Santa's workshop has to adjust. We get an order, and the circus begins to get it done before Santa goes down that Chinese chimney. It's very complicated.
Wow, Bud. My hat's off to you and all the elves making adjustments at the last minute on Christmas Eve. From Flight Command at the North Pole, where we never change our wish list at the last minute, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.